بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله In the path of self-purification, tazkiyah nafs, the perfection of inner character and outer character, the easiest way is actually to follow a guide and a murshid, because then a person's duty only remains that he just presents his state and the murshid or the guide or the sheikh or whatever you may call, his duty is to prescribe amal, solution of it. And then the seeker just acts upon it. So that is simple. No success actually without action, obviously. Then that they are certain that all one's life, one is not staying as just as someone who does not know anything and completely relies as such for everything on the murshid and sheikh, but then gradually a person should learn himself as well, little bit of background and also some masail of tariqat. Like there are masail of fiqh, jis tarah fiqh ke masail hain, isi tarah tariqat ke bhi masail hain. But normally as muftis and ulama, they know about the masail of fiqh. So the easiest way is the people just go ask them that have they got wuzu or not, and they just tell them, and that's the easy part. But if they say you haven't got wuzu, you have to do again. If they don't do it, then obviously that's not a benefit, but it's against a hujjah. It's a proof against them. It's not a benefit at all for them. If the normal person asks, I am doubtful if I have wudu or I have ghusl, my ghusl is valid. So the alims or the mufti's job is actually to prescribe him that this is the wrong thing you did, and that's how you put it right. And there you are. And the questioner, he should then go and do ghusl like that, for example, if he doesn't know the fara'id. But if he doesn't know, if he doesn't act upon the teaching or the fatwa or the opinion of the scholar, then he's not going to become pure at all by sitting with the mufti, by sitting with the alim, by sitting with... So this is the inner purification. It is more delicate. It is more complex. One needs more diligence. So there a person, because I have no idea, so he has no escape other than in the beginning just to follow what he has been instructed. He understands or not. That is the principle of every science. That when a student begins to learn any science, he just have to follow the teacher up to a level. And then he begins to understand. But if a person knows the faraids, the wajibat, sunnat, mustahbat, sunans and makruhat and mufsidat himself as well, the basic ones, it's very helpful. he can act upon, when he knows something is farz or wajib in the prayer, when he is praying, he will know it. And when he does a mistake, he will be able to rectify. He doesn't need to come to the scholar at that time, because he is sure and it's clear-cut masala. So isi tara in regarding the science of self-purification and tazkiyah-e-nafs and tariqat, which is the inner dimension of the purification human being, there are also masail of tariqat as well. So obviously many of you are just following, alhamdulillah, some are very active, some are not very active, some are slow, some are intentionally slow, etc., etc. But we cannot wait for actually all those people. But even if there's 1-2% who wants to progress and wants to become to some extent self-sufficient or basics know-how, like technical know-how, the inner science of self-purification know-how, a person should know, so that they can solve problems for themselves, and also then if someone else asks, obviously they will be able to help them, but the primary reason is that for themselves. So unko kehte hain masail, tariqat ke masail, some of the principles of the tariq, etc. So we'll be covering 1, 2, 3 as the time allows. So it's very important that you attend. Even if there's nothing attend, this majlis is actually for dhikr and muraqabah and the sohbah and sitting in the gathering. So it is an apparent, like you may say, it's not farz, it's not wajib, it's not half. The furthest one can say is it's sunnah, that have to sit together, and mustahab. But if the tariqat is concerned, it is, for the seeker, it is farz. In tariqat, not in sharia, he doesn't come, as I say, that this is not forced upon anyone. A person should be self-motivated. It is not a course which is entrusted or forced upon someone. So from the tariqat point of meaning, what I mean by is that a person will not benefit. Because if he is not attending, let's say, prayer, which is farz, he is not going to benefit from sharia. If he does not attend the majalis of the tariqat, for whatever reason, if he does not have a sharia excuse, then he is not going to benefit. So what's the loss? Not that he is out of Islam or he becomes sinful. He is going to stay where he is. Or if he is persistent, then he might suffer and go back as well. So tariqat ke hawale se kuch cheeze ye zaruri hoti hain. The harm is done to the person himself, not anyone else. Lekin jo hai ye bande ko pata hona chahiye, a person should know. So you will see at the end, and also that those people who are steadfast in gathering, in learning, in listening, and in the majalis, they are going to succeed more rapidly, more quickly, more swiftly. Any person living far away, but he is active, he wants to, he would have participated if he was close, he would also benefit same. But those people who are further away or who are near, but they aren't, because of their laziness or they are just excuses, it is very, very dangerous for them, that they will not succeed. So that's why very few people may succeed in such a path. Because the thing is that it's not forced upon someone. It's not, someone is not pressurized. So it's only themselves left, that they have to be self-motivated. So the adab of majlis, if you are attending, you should be getting ready one day before so that you don't fall asleep, for example. Sleep. I'm telling you, when we used to attend, so I'm the majalis, and now as well I come to you, I take care that I don't just fall asleep sometime. I get overtired, as I am awake from 9:30 yesterday, and since then I have not been able to sleep. Sometimes there are busy engagements, so now actually nearly 20 hours I go. But alhamdulillah, if person have intention, Allah Azza wa Jal prays to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, yes. But for a normal person, me as well, and for yourself, a person should take care that he sleeps sufficiently. He doesn't waste time. He gets sufficient sleep. Even if you have 8 hours sleep one day before, you will be able to prolong, or you will be able to survive if you have 4 or 5 hours the next day. Madam Jalis. So ye adab hote hain majlis ke pehle. Isliye namaz padhna mana hai, neend aa rahi, ibadat karna mana hai, because a person does not have benefit as such. That if a person is feeling sleepy, he should do zikr after. He should leave the tilawat and then do it when he's fresh. Freshness is Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, who can be more mujahid and who knows the science of self in him more. When they have said by 8 hours sleep, so when you are not sleeping 8 hours or 7 hours, then you are doing fault if you are. That is an extra favor on some people, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them tawfiq, they know, they don't feel any tiredness, they don't feel any, you will know when you have that. But as you are in, as a normal human being, they have obviously not written in their books for nothing. While they themselves, they were very, very, they also slept, but they were, sometimes they did great ibadat and mujahidat. But for other people, that's why they have written, because obviously the others, everyone cannot get to that level. And it's not their fault, so they sleep 8 hours, there's no sin. But they are fresh. This way a person gets less involved in futile activities, just watching TV and wasting time, and sitting here and there, and just wasting time on the internet and going here and there. So, usko phir agar 8 ghante soega, 8 ghante kaam karega, so 2 hours getting up and then other things, so he will have less time to actually waste his time and commit sins. Usko waise bhi fresh hoga apne ibadat mein. So, sona kam sona chahiye. To kam ka matlab ye nahi hai you sleep 4 hours. Kam ka matlab ye hai you sleep about 7 hours. Hey, don't sleep more than 8 hours. But ye hai kam. And in this day and age, even the Shaykh, the great Mujaddad of the Tariq, Thanvi Rahmatullah, said that in these kam sona, sleeping less, he said that does not apply now, even actually people are so weak, so they should sleep sufficiently, 7-8 hours. Aur apni neend wo puri karein. Dekhna, ye tariq hai, ye mashayikh bataya hai, ki bhai, these are the, and other things they have said, for example, ki bhai, aap apna padhai karo. If you're a student, study. If you're working, work. If you want to do business, business karo. Koi rokta nahi jab tak. Shaykh na roke, to unke liye, for people, it's instruction that they should exhaust means actually, and their capacities and their capabilities to find work. Ab ye shaitani tarika hai ke, that you are lazy and you don't work, you don't do business, and you're not studying if you're a student, and then thinking that you are mutawakkil, or you are Sufi, or you are some kind of going on a spiritual path, that's why you don't love the world and you are... That is completely wrong. It has nothing to do with the tasawwuf. If it was, then Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani would have not been an international businessman. Rasulullah, he did tijarat. Imam Abu Hanifa was great merchant. Other Salihin, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabaw also did his work. And others do as well. But some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided sufficient means for them, they did not, but they are not the example for others. For others, example is in this, the mashayikh who are Salikin, and moreover in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and moreover in Sahaba Ikram, like the greatest wali of this Ummah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Even at the day of his khilafah, he had clothes on his shoulders and said, I'm going to market. But the companion said that you have to serve Khilafah and we will give you allowance from the Baitul Maal to cover your expenses. And he did. So he worked for Khilafah and then he got the allowance as a lawful wage and salary. But at the end, near his death, he even returned that bag. That was his taqwa. Lekin aapne kaam kiya hai. Similarly, Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, in time of Khilafah even, from Zuhr to Asr, he did labor work and used to make bricks with clay and things like this. To ye tasawwur, he shattered all these evil and shaitanic ideas which are covered or which some people somehow associate with the tasawwuf. They are not nothing to do with the tasawwuf or science of self-purification. Main kehta hu bas so achhi tarah khao, bilkul achhi tarah jo aapka dil karta hai khao, kaam karo achhi tarah. The tariq or the tazkiye nafs is something else. Ha, jab shaykh dekh kahe, the guide kahe, ulama kahe, where the doctor says that don't do this, ha phir us pe zaruri hai, because then there is will be a loss. When he will know when the love of world is beyond the necessity which should be there, it is out of balance, to usko phir pata hoga phir. But until then, there is no slackness, there is no laziness. Apna kaam agar koi mazdoori karta hai, to wo apne mazdoori kare, time pe jaye, taxi chalata hai, like I, you know very well, to bhai main apne, to main apne, if I have nothing to do, although I have many religious works to do, I would like to read books, I would like to write books, kitna hai, lekin jo hai wo apna jo zaruri kaam hai, kyunki wo mustahab hai. Alhamdulillah, there are books which we can use, otherwise there are scholars have keep writing and they have written. Lekin jo mujh pe zaruri haq hai to fulfill rights of my wife, ye to wajib hai shariat se, ye to karna hai, to uske ilawa jo waqt mile, a person should spend in whatever he likes to do. تو یہ چیزیں بہت اہم ہیں. وقت پہ جائے, جو دن ہے کام کرے. تو بٹ ان شاء اللہ وی ول مینشننگ فیو مسائل آف طریقہ. سو آئی وانٹ, ایز آئی سیڈ ٹو ویکس بفور, ناؤ آئی وانٹ یو ٹو لرن دیم بائی ہارٹ. بائی ہارٹ بائی مینس دا میننگ اینڈ اف دا ورڈز آر یو لرن بیٹر, بیکاز دین دے آر گوئنگ ٹو اسٹے ان یور مائنڈ اینڈ ہارٹ, اینڈ دین یو ول بی ایبل ٹو یوٹیلائز دیم. وائل Shaykh Abdulaziz Dwar Ahmad was teaching, they are now what we are covering is very easy. They are just actually narrations of, for example, details, exposure of hell or paradise. But we, inshallah, some of the masail or the principles of the tariq. So those one needs to learn and practice. And then, inshallah, many things you won't need to ask me then, actually. Alhamdulillah, you will know. Because this science is not made as some people make it as a secret. No, the only no, the truthful people, our teachers, mashayikh, at least they have made clear and they have made it available for people who want to learn. They are not kept as this is a secret, okay, because they have no desire as such. Because Allah Subhanahu wa Taala's presence and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala's awareness. They even fear actually to speak, but they speak as because it's a command of Allah. Like people feel shy speaking in front of you, that there are 50 people, I feel shy. This shows that they're absent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they were in the presence of Allah, if they were aware of Allah's presence, people's presence would have not bothered them. It's 1 million or one person. Because Allah's presence would have overwhelmed them so much. Because they are absent from Allah, so they are seeing people and they are feeling. So firstly, everyone should know that the objective or maqsood of the tariq is the rida of Allah. Ye rida hai. Allah ki rida hasil karna, Allah ka qurb hasil karna. Ye, you should know that that is your destination. But that cannot be attained until a person follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Woh nahi ho sakta. Isliye so, your objective becomes, first objective is to follow Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he showed the way and the path to attain that closure. So your objective firstly is to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he attained the pleasure of Allah, and whoever will follow him, he is going only going to attain the raza of Allah. So, aap samjhne bhai, maqsad hai Allah ki raza aur qurb hasil karna tareeqa, aur kuch maqsad nahi. Na isme kashf o karamat zaruri hai, nor this has anything to do with kashf or karamat, the tariq or the raza of Allah. The kashf and karamat have no contribution, or they're not a condition or anything and like this for you. So many people just wonder about these things. Aap kitne log yahan baithe hain aap mein se? Many people I can name actually, to they have seen awliya Allah, kashf bhi jinko hua hai, lekin qurb Allah ka kashf se nahi milta. Allah ki raza kashf se nahi milti. Allah's raza cannot be attained with kashf. It will be attained with something else. Inshallah, we'll cover that. Na qiyamat mein bakhshwane ki zimmedari hai. So I'm going very quickly, because one can prolong it as much as there's details of everything. They can, the time is such, I think our lives will end, hum kuch bhi nahi cover kar payenge. So I would apologize from you that sometime I cannot elaborate, I will not elaborate, and I will just explain, and then you should with each other do malakara and try to understand in the light of already what I have said in the previous teaching, you will be able to. لیکن آپ نے مساگتوں پر توازوں پہ دیکھیں کتنے دیر کم از کم 10-15 لیکچر اور ایکچولی تھنگز اینڈ دیر اسٹل تھنگز وچ نیڈ ٹو بی کور اینڈ اے پرسن نیڈ ٹو اٹین تو بٹ اف بریفلی اے پرسن انڈرسٹینڈ اٹس بیٹر ایز ویل وہ سمجھ جائے سو ونس یو آر مائنڈ از ٹرینڈ سو الحمد للہ دین ون سینٹینس از انف But inshallah, wherever you will want detail, to am cover karenge. So I'm not going to go much detail. But inshallah, in Monday majlis, or when we cover in detail the tariq, to phir jo hai, inshallah. To isme kashf o karamat jo hai, wo zaruri nahi. First you need to be able to clarify what's not the tariq, what's not in the tariq, what's not the objective of the tariq as such. Na qiyamat mein bakhshwane ki zimmedari hai. There is no responsibility a person is taking or the sheikh is taking. I will intercede definitely on your behalf, or you will be forgiven definitely. I take this responsibility. So there is no responsibility taken off that I will get forgiveness from you. A person who says this, he has never actually even known what his tariq is that. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion, and he did not actually see, although he was the best person in the entire creation, and his shafaat is going to be assigned to him, but still he did not say this to all companions, as such that everyone, every old Muslim or my ummah, I have responsibility. No, it is whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives permission. So those people who say that we are bad, or we have following this sheikh or this tariqa or actually, and they will be forgiven as such by just following, by just being doing bad, so they are not living in the real world, they are living in cuckoo land, they said. Na duniya ki kar barari ka wada hai ke tabeez gandu se kaam ban jayenge. No, there is any promise of that your worldly matters will become better with ta'weezat and amliyat and all this amliyat matters, because they have nothing to do with deen, they are just as a means as well of them. That things will happen with them, and your muqaddamat mein dua se fatah ho jayegi, you will be successful in your court matters, rozgar mein tarakki ho jayegi, you will get good jobs and things like this. The sheikh has nothing to do with these things. You better go to unemployment office, actually, your job center, kabhi agar is tarah ki zarurat hai ja, aur Allah se dua karo. Ye to ek field hai unki, jaisa fiqh field hai, tariq tasawwuf bhi ek field hai actually. For one can attain the raza of Allah to following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bas khatam jo hai wo ye baat hai. And then there are details. Ya jhaar phoonk se bimari jati rahegi, یا ہونے والی بات بتلا دی جائے گی اور ایکچولی ود بلوئنگ اور دم کرنے سے دیٹ یو ول بیکم ویل اف یو آر ایل دس ہیز نتھنگ ٹو ود پائیٹی اور رائٹیسنیس اور اینی تھنگ اگر کوئی ہو جائے تو الحمدللہ نہ ہو جائے تو نہیں کیا انبیاء بیمار نہیں ہوئے کیا آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بیمار نہیں ہوئے کیا مشائخ بڑے بڑے اولیاء اللہ بیمار نہیں ہوتے ان کے بیوی بچے بیمار نہیں ہوتے ہوتے ہیں تو یہ جو دس آئیڈیا ایٹلی دیٹ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو 100% مینی پیپل گو فار دس ریزن اونلی تھرو رائٹیس پیپل ٹو بی یس دے کین ڈو دعا بٹ دیر از نو گارنٹی بیکاز اٹ ہیز ناٹ ریلیشن شپ ود دا طریق بٹ اٹ از اڈیشنل تھنگ بس یس ون شوڈ ڈو دعا دعا تو کرنی چاہیے یا ہونے والی بات بتلا دی جائے گی اور یو ول بی ٹولڈ سم فیوچر ایونٹ ہیپننگ ٹو یو دیٹ از گوئنگ ٹو ہیپن ٹو یو یہ نقصان ہوگا تمہیں یہ برا ہوگا دس از ناٹ اے ڈیوٹی آف دے شیئر اور اینی تھنگ فورچون ٹیلنگ اور اینی تھنگ نور اٹ از ناٹ تصرفات لازمی ہے کہ پیر کی توجہ سے مریض کی از خود اصلاح ہو جائے گی نور دیٹ کائنڈ آف ییلڈنگ دیٹ کائنڈ آف پاور از نیسسری اور از پرسن شوڈ ناٹ تھنک دیٹ ود اونلی دا توجہ اور دی آف دا شیخ اور دا مرشد اینڈ دا مرید ول کمپلیٹلی بیکم پیوریفائڈ اگر یہ ہوتا تو رسول اللہ صحابہ اکرام کو مجاہدہ کیوں کرنا پڑتا سو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحابی بٹ دے اسٹل ہیو ٹو ڈو مجاہدہ تو وہ کبھی کبھار کسی کا اللہ پاک کر دے دس ناٹ دا نارم وہ نارم نہیں ہے دس از فور طریق از فار ایوری ون اٹ از کین بی ویلکم کم سچ تھنگز آر ناٹ مینشن اور ریکوائرڈ دیئر دیٹ اونلی دین فیو پیپل ہیو اور اتنا نہ یہ کہ اس کو گناہ کا خیال ہی نہ دیٹ از سچ افیز ہی از ایکسپیکٹنگ ٹو ریسیو دیٹ ہی ایون ڈز ناٹ گیٹ اے وسوسہ آف سن بڑے بڑے اولیاء اللہ کو وسوسہ آتے ہیں آدم علیہ السلام کے دل میں شیطان نے وسوسہ ڈالا سو اف ہی از تھنکنگ ہی اور ویٹنگ فار سچ توجہ سچ افیز کہ مجھے گناہ کا خیال ہی نہ ہے آج کے بعد تو یہ تو انبیاء علیہ السلام کے حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کے ساتھ نہیں ہوا تو اس کے ساتھ کیسے ہوگا So these are shattering these misconceptions which people have covered and they have made a no-go area and entangled the tariq and tasawwuf with actually in these things. Ya khud bo khud ibadat ke kaam hote rahenge aur automatically the matters, amal of worship will become, will be performed from the body of the person. Khud bo khud hona shuru ho jayega. یہ بھی نہیں اگر ایسا ہوتا تو صحابہ اکرام کے ساتھ نہیں ہوتا وہ صحابہ اکرام کے ساتھ ہوتا ایون انبیاء علیہ السلام دے ڈڈ مجاہدات رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ڈڈ مجاہدات آپ نے بھی مجاہدات فرمائے اور اللہ کے سامنے کھڑے ہوئے so that the murid does not even have to intend so that the disciple even does not have to intend and use his willpower so it's not going to happen like this as such it's not the norm ya ilme deen aur quran mein zehn aur hafza badh jave aur his memory or his intellectual ability increases in worldly or religious knowledge ye ko tariq ka juz nahi hai tasawwuf ka part nahi hai یہ تو حافظہ کمزور ہے تو دعا کرے اللہ پاک اس کو حافظہ تیز کر دے مینی بزرگان دین دے لوز دیئر حافظہ وین دے آر ٹوڈز دیئر اینڈ دے ہیو لیس میموریز تو اٹس ہیپنز تو اس طرح کی چیزیں جو ہے نہ ایسے باطنی کیفیات پیدا ہونے کی کوئی میعاد ہے نور دیر از اینی ٹائم ٹو سو دیٹ سرٹن اسٹیٹس ول کم ان یو اسپرچل اسٹیٹس کہ دیٹ یو آر 24 hours سبمرجڈ ان دی انجوائمنٹ آف عبادت اینڈ ورشپ اینڈ دی ارج آف عبادت آر کنٹینیوس ان یو اینڈ یو آر آلویز فلڈ ود دم that there is no time or nor it's that it's necessary that it should happen like this. So that ibadat mein khatraat hi na hai, so that you don't get any even unintentional thoughts in your worship. It's not going to, this is not actually the condition at all. Hoob rona ave, that you should weep, you are worried that why you can't weep, cry, so yeah, you should be crying, that you say that you are very much, why you do not weep as other people do. So, aisi mahviyat ho jaye ki apni parai ki khabar na ho, such a annihilation you attain that nor you know yourself and nor others, you forget everyone. So these are states, sometimes they come, sometimes they go, but they are not to be sought as such intentionally. Na zikr o shagal mein anwar wagaira ka nazar aana ya kisi awaz ka sunai dena zaruri hai, nor it is necessary or good, necessarily good, such some, for some people it's fitna, that and it's a test for them, that in doing zikr or doing maraqaba that a person sees lights, anwar wagaira ka nazar aana ya kisi awaz ka, or he hears voices, so he or she see visions. It is zaruri nahi hai, it is not the condition of the zikr or shagal. It is zaruri nahi hai, a person is after them. He is after the wrong thing then. Na umda khabu ka nazar ana ya ilhamat ka sahi hona lazmi hai. Nor it is necessary that you will see good dreams always. Ya ilhamat, or you will get divinely inspiration. Yeah, whatever you say is always true. Balke asal maqsood, but the real objective and aim is to haq ta'ala ka razi karna hai. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Woh sab se badi cheez. Jiska zariya hai shariyat ke hukum par pure tarah se. Firstly, the means is actually to be steadfast on the sharia. Yeh to pehla hukum hai. Phir tariqat to baad mein aayegi. So, firstly, it is sharia. Sharia means, now we will understand sharia as that it is those commands in hukmu ke baz mutallak zahir ke hain. For example, they are related to outward behavior of the person. For example, jaise namaz hai, roza hai, haj, zakat wagaira, jaise nikah, talaq, nikah, divorce, nikah, adai haqooq, zawjain, fulfilling the rights of parents, rights of husband and wife, qasam, kafara, wagaira, all these masail, lane den, transactions, financial transactions, cases, witnesses, wasiyat, and all these wills, person making wills, etc. Salam, all your social relations, eating, drinking, sleeping, being a host, what you should do. In masail ko ilm fiqa kehte hain. So these are called the masail fiqa, they come in fiqh, and they are the outward form of sharia. Now the second part of the sharia, which is called tariqat, they are related to the inner self. Aur baaz mutalliq batin ke hain, jaise khuda se mohabbat rakhna, to love Allah and his messenger immensely, khuda se darna, taqwa, khashiyat, itna taqwa, awareness of Allah, khuda ko yaad rakhna, Allah ka zikr, that person is aware of Allah. Duniya se mohabbat kam hona, to love less the world, khuda taala ki mashiyat par raazi rehna, to be pleased with whatever Allah decides for the person. Hirs na karna, not to be greedy. Ibadat mein dil ka hazir rakhna, to be conscious and present in the ibadat. So when a person is worshipping, has the heart is present. Deen ke kamo ko ikhlas se karna, to do the matters, amal of deen and religious with sincerity for Allah. Kisi ko hakir na samajna, not to belittle someone, not to consider anyone lowly. Not to have self-likeness, khud pasandi na hona, gussa ko zabt karna, to control the anger, etc., etc., etc. In akhlaq ko suluk kehte hain. These matters are called suluk. Aur misle ahkam zahri ke, in ahkam batni par amal karna bhi farz o wajib hai. Like the first part I have mentioned, the fiqh part and the outward, These, like, there are farz and wajib things in them, there are farz and wajib matters in these as well. But they are related to the inner self. So this is the field of tariqat. This is the field of tariqat and tazkiyah nafs, they attain this. But these are, one cannot attain until one acts upon the first one, which is the sharia. نیز ان باطنی خرابیوں سے اکثر ظاہری اعمال بھی خراب بھی آ جاتی ہے. If a because a person have these defects, inside defects, his outward deeds are also affected by them. They also become lifeless. اس طرح اندر طاقت نہ ہو تو outward those deeds, عبادت, نماز, روزہ. If a person for example does not have اخلاص, so he will, his other عبادت will come futile. جیسے قلت محبت حق سے نماز میں سستی ہوگی. If a person loves Allah سبحانہ وتعالی less, if there is a less love of Allah, تو it can result in being lazy in prayer. وہ سویا ہوا ہے آرام سے. اب اگر اللہ سے محبت ہے تو وہ اٹھے گا, he will be waiting, وہ تو انتظار کرے گا, he will be waiting کہتا کہ بھائی فجر کا وقت کب شروع ہوگا, ظہر کب شروع ہوگی, عصر کب شروع ہوگی, کیونکہ because this is the time to meet the beloved. But if the love is not there, then he just have to find very difficult, as such. So where is the love is going to come? In the deeds of by tariqat. So this is going to in return establish or make strong the outward deeds of the person. Ya jaldi jaldi bila tadil erkan padhi, or a person if he reads, offers prayer, to jaldi jaldi padh raha, he just after one rukan after the other, without the ta'deel erkan, without offering them with satisfaction, taking his time and doing the postures. Wo jaldi jaldi fir read to jaldi jaldi padh raha with absent mind. Ya bukhal se zakat aur haj ki himmat na hui, or he is stingy and he does not love Allah azza wa jal, so he has love of dunya, so he find his heart, or he doesn't give zakat, or he's not going on hajj. یا کبر اور غلبہ غضب سے کسی پر ظلم ہو گیا. If he for example have arrogance in him, or he has uncontrollable anger, he might oppress someone because of this. So they can, these directly affect the outward behavior. حقوق تلف ہو گئے, he's confiscating the rights and violating the rights of others. اگر ان ظاہری اعمال میں احتیاط کی بھی جاوے, if let's say if a person have this in mind that I am going to do my all outward deeds in a good way, but still as the chef is saying that a person will only do theirs for a few days only, or 1 week or 2 weeks. If that nafs is not purified, even if he says that I'm going to do pray on time and I'm going to do these things, he will only do it for some time. And again, the spirit will be lost. And when the spirit is gone, the outward is gone. Pas nafs ki islah, so the purification of the soul, self and the nafs, in the those sabab se zaruri thehri, so because of these two reasons, it is necessary. Lekin ye batni kharabiyan zara samajh mein kam aati hain. But because these are internal matters, they are hidden, a person cannot understand well. And these matters, one cannot understand fully. And if one understands and he knows that this defect is in me, he doesn't know how to rectify it. Or he doesn't know fully how to rectify it. And if he knows something, it is difficult for him to act upon it. In zaroorton se peer-e kamil ko tajweez. That is why a murshid and a guide is assigned. ایک تو اس کے باطنی خرابیوں کا پتا ہو اس کو, he knows the back doors, how these comes and these evil traits and other defects and disease. Secondly, he knows how to rectify them, and thirdly, he knows how to make their rectification easy. بس یہ چیزیں شیخ پاس کرتا ہے. Firstly, he knows the identification or a disease, he can diagnose, and secondly, he's got the cure and prescription. Thirdly, he's got the methodology to use the prescription. So three things. If a person can do himself, alhamdulillah, usko bhi zarurat nahi hai shayad ki. It's very difficult for one. But one can try, but these three things one should know then. He should know almost all of the disease of illnesses, spiritual, and then knows what kabhi iska ilaaj kya hai. And thirdly, what will be the methodology and approach to use the medicine, and how it will become easy. For in zaruraton ke liye, for these needs, a murshid is required. So the problem is solved, the matter become very easy for the disciple and seeker, whatever else he needs. But uske liye bahut aasan ho jata hai. Wo in baaton ko samajh kar, he understands these things and he informs, agah karta hai aur unka ilaaj aur tadbeer karta hai, and he cures them. He mentions methods and techniques actually to rectify them. Aur nafs ke andar durusti ki istidad اور ان محلات میں سہولت و تدبیر میں قوت پیدا ہوتی ہے. Same thing which I have said, that in the nafs then, actually gradually, that the skill or the power is developed how to cure oneself from these diseases. So for these things, so that it becomes easy, he might say to do some azkars or maraqabat or things like this. So he did. So these are sometimes as used as medicine, but they themselves are worship as well. Who are bazaate khud bhi wo zikr, maraqaba, those things are ibadat. Wo bhi ibadat hi hote hain. So what does the disciple or the seeker or the novice do? He has to do two things. Ek zaruri ke ahkam e shariya zahiri aur batni ki pabandi kare, that the zahiri ahkam, the outward, the shari matters, and the spiritual matters, he should, at best of his knowledge, he should be steadfast and use already on the knowledge which he has, the willpower which he has, he should already use. And then the other, he should follow what the Shaykh says regarding different diseases, regarding zikr and things like this. Is pabandi ahkam se khuda taala ki raza aur qurb aur kasrat zikr se zyadat raza aur qurb hasil hota hai. With these things which are mentioned, a person will then attain the pleasure and the nearness of Allah by following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only. That is the condition. The more he follows the sunnah, the more he is going to attain the raza. So this is a conclusion or summary of the suluk. Ye khulasa hai suluk ke tariq aur maqsood ka, the objective, and that is the first part of the tariq. To ye. So ye aap jo hai bas yaad kar lein, by the firstly the things which I mentioned, and then inshallah we are going to, these are just a summary, we are going to go in detail as well as such, one by one, and other matters we will mention which comes and which every person have to face now or then. Lekin ye hai ki aapke zehen mein ek plan to ho ke bhai that is required, and already you alhamdulillah know the four stages of actually purification. The three stages, and the fourth one, when a person attains the closeness or the following of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam, and then he attained the raza of Allah. Bas wohi uska maqsood hai. Aur jo kashf aur karamat aur ye visions or the dreams or the, they are actually not, and that's what they never said in the Quran, that actually the day you will attain these things. So then a Shaykh actually needs to mention these things. For example, I mentioned one thing that one disciple or person said, that like many of people do, that I feel that my state is very bad. Although people are doing amal sometimes, they are doing the zikr, etc., etc., but still they feel their state is bad. Halat buri hai. So Hazrat Shaykh said that when that day comes, when you will think your state is good, that will be the day of mourning. Wo matim ka din hoga. Us din, that will be the day of mourning, but it's death of your thing. Jab ye bande ne samjha ke main aapko mande wale tumhe bataya tha, when a person thinks his state is good, but that's the end. Here in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has gone. if he mentally thinks like this. If it's naturally he feels, for example, he does good deeds and he feel happy. So this is again, actually only Murshid can tell you. If a person says that I do good thing, when I do zikr, I feel good. So now there's a difference, there's a detail you see now. One is mental, what you logically think, what you intellectually think, is your state is good or not. One is natural, that when you, if it's a cold, you are feeling cold, if it's warm, you are feeling warm. If you're doing good thing, you feel happy, if you do bad thing, if you, so there's a difference. Only the Murshid will tell you that if you feel like this, if it's a natural inclination towards good or natural likeness, then there's no harm in there. But if it is you think and it's intellectual and it's logical and it is mental and you really think like that and you follow your feeling as such, then it is bad for you. So, jekhna wo murshid jo mareed hai wo ye samajh raha hai meri halat buri hai. But the Shaykh is saying the opposite is true. Whenever you will think, whenever you will feel as such and you will be satisfied, Alhamdulillah, my condition, I am very bad. He said that will be the day of mourning, that will be the start of your destruction. And you have nothing. Because then you would have think that you have reached the climax of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while Allah azza wa jal, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even said, Ma abadna ka haqqa ibadatik, that Allah, I have not worshipped you as actually you deserve to be worshipped. So Allah ke muqable mein, compared to Allah, always a person is imperfect while on his own. One is he should do shukr where he is now, thinking on his previous condition where he was 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whenever, he should do thank. But when he look forward, for example, if there is a journey, let's say to Allah Azza wa Jal, there is infinite journey. There is no limit to it. So you are walking a path, infinite journey. So now some people might say that if we are going to say that our state is bad all the time, then when are we going to be good? But the reason is that, as I was saying, that the journey to Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah's sifat, Allah's zat is unlimited and infinite. So it's just imagine a road which has no end. So once you are sitting in the beginning of the road, that is one scenario, and you are traveled 5,000 miles. So regarding, if you look back, you have traveled 5,000 miles, 5,000 meters aapne safar kiya, there's no doubt. But if you think you reached the limit, you've reached your destination, you've reached the end, you are wrong, because it's infinite. Tu udhar dekhoge to halat achhi nahi. So this disciple was saying that I feel bad, because he was looking at the front, he was looking forward actually to the zat of Allah, sifat of Allah. He said, main to kuch bhi nahi kiya. So the murshid is saying, the shaykh is saying, that when you will think that you have reached, meaning in the end, and you deserve, as you have worshipped Allah, you obeyed Him as He deserved to be obeyed, this will mean that you have reached infinity, which is impossible. Or you have made Allah's sifat finite or limited them. Only then you can reach. So that will be your destruction. But at the same time saying, if you look behind, jo 5,000, 10,000 miles safar kiya hai, us pe Allah ka shukr karo. Allah pa shukr hai. Aapne kufr se, from the kufr you have guided me to Islam, and in Islam you have guided me to Sunnah, and I am doing tazkiyah in nafs, and I am doing zikr, Alhamdulillah, on that. But compared to Allah's glory and greatness, it is still nothing. But one should carry on. Journey bas karta hai. Until death. Jab death aayegi, phir Allah pa farmayenge, Ya ayyuhan nafsul mutmain, radiyatan mardiyah. I'm pleased with you. Dekhna, ye hai, maine bataya, tariqat ka maqsood rida hai. Ab dekhna, Ya ayyuhan nafsul mutmainna. Nafse mutmainna is not the objective. Allah says, nafse mutmainna is means, irji'a ila rabbi. Return to your Lord. And then Allah says, Radiyatam mardiyya. You are pleased. Allah is pleased with you. You please. Then fadhuli fi ibadi. Then enter the circle of my servant. Abdiyat, servitude. Ye hai objective. Abdiyat is the greatest thing which one can achieve. Fi jamma. Fadhuli jannati. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jannati is for His servant only. So these, at the end, I have just given you a separate example that sometimes there's so fine differences that a person, he doesn't know, he can be confused, very much confused. If I say my state is bad, I will be demotivated. When I can become good? So this means whatever I have did in the past 5 years, it's nothing. If it's nothing, there's no use doing much more, is there? جب اس کو پھر مرشد یا اس کا شیخ بتائے گا کہ بھئی نہیں یہ پچھلا سفر دی لاسٹ جرنی یو کورڈ وہ الحمد للہ اس پر اللہ کا شکر بھی کرنا ہے بٹ آئی ایم شوئنگ یو دا فردر ٹوڈز اللہ عز و جل دیٹ دا جرنی از انفینٹ ور انلمیٹڈ اینڈ یو ہیو ٹو کیری آن انٹل ڈیتھ ایون ان جنہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ صفات ول ناٹ بی پرسیوڈ فلی ذات ول ناٹ بی پرسیوڈ فلی وہ تو ہمیشہ ہمیشہ ہم نے اتر ہی جانا ہے دیٹ از دا پلیجر ان جنہ کہ بھائی از انفینٹ of sifat and zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who is graduate, he is very good and better than a person who has not doesn't know even ABC. But if he says, I am the absolute intellect in the world and I have absolute knowledge and I am the, you know, but people will say that people who are MA, PhD and then PhD are doing more research or post-doctorate and then they further research, the people even who are PhD, they even say there's a limit to our knowledge. So compared to them, he would say, I don't know much. Yes, I have no, but yes, compared to, so it shouldn't mean that if there are people above me, what's the use of studying? And you, alhamdulillah, graduate, so you will be benefit of the knowledge which you are who have graduated in. And then benefit, you will get the job which graduates can only get. So others will get other job. So there's no use at least staying illiterate, there's no benefit. So ibadat to karni hai. Lekin ye nahi kabhi samajhna ki humne Allah ka haq ada kar di, because it's infinite, you see. If you don't understand it, it's infinite. Wo la mahdood hai. To maut tak kisi tarah bande ne rehna. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, my servant, yes, you have. With his fazal, he said that you have actually succeeded and I am happy and pleased. Bas baat khatam pe. There the journey ends. So ye khud bhi samjhe what I have said and also with each other and other people who have this wrong confusions about the tasawwuf, about tariqat, koi usko khab samjh ke baitha hua hai. Now khabs and these things are just by the scenes and just really the scenes of the way. They have nothing to do with as such. And there are good news and warnings in there. Some people just come into the suburb because of these things. Some people come in the suburb because we are going to control a jinn, or we are going to learn a dham, people will become cured, or some people come for vision, some people come for, they will get good wealth, or their problems, all problems will be solved. Unke samne anbiya aur sahaba ki zindagi honi chahiye, that they lived also, they struggled in their life. And they reached there. So the pattern is actually to keep struggling in the bounds of Sharia and Tariqah. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the person with his marifat and haqiqah as well. So like the journey when you are going from here to Manchester or to Oldham is clear in your mind. Is tarah ye tariq means that it should be clear. What is the objective? What are just additional things? So that you are never confused. Agar aapko pata ki this road M60 jo hai, you are not clear, koi idhar Oldham hai, idhar aap dusri taraf chale jayen, you are circling around and round, and when you see an off road, offshoot from there, and you go on that, to prapt ho jayenge. Kahin where you would have taken half an hour, آپ 24 hours میں بھی نہیں پہنچ رہے. That's what happened to people when they are not sure, کہ اور they are confused, ہماری منزل کیا ہے, رستہ کیا ہے, what are additional things which are just scenes of the way. ہاں کوئی بات پوچھنی ہے تو پوچھ لیں مراقبے سے پہلے. یعنی question regarding, although I have said them quickly, as I said that inshallah we will cover them in detail by man, as well, one by one and two, but as you have a concept in your mind clear, that is necessary.
So if you want to ask anything regarding this pooch lekh, okay, I will then ask you then next week or whenever, as a summary that you then. So this is necessary, you understand. Yeah. Steadfast of Sharia. Now this Sharia part, which I mean, covers both the tariqah and the fiqh part as well. So the Sharia covers both of them. So that is why in ancient times, in the first, there was no difference, because fiqh covered both of them. One was outward and inward. Only difference was there. So he, whatever knowledge he has and whatever willpower he has, he practices. And ye ek to ye tha dusra, then he follows the teachings or the prescriptions of actually the sheikh and follow the sunnah as well. So basically what it means is that up to, let's say that you know how to get to, if you want to go to London, you know how to get to Manchester, so whatever you know, you can, or you can have the car or the bus, you can take. You take the bus and you go to Manchester. Now you don't know. Now you follow the guide there, who was there. You ask a taxi driver or you phone, like the travel guide, and how I'm going to go to London from here. So you're going to, you can take a plane, you can go to a train. So there you need to follow them, the guidance, where you don't know. So that's what it means, that where you are sure and where you, the knowledge which you have, you take yourself there, and there you stop, and then the person will be had. But if you are lying in your bed and phoning actually some office, I want to go to London, but I am in my bed now in high. If you cannot get out of your bed, you cannot go to reach London. Manchester to poncho pehle. Uska koi ilaj nahi. Unka ilaj jo hai, wo Israeli aake karega. He will have solution for them. Not anyone else. Because he, no one can make excuse to him. Muslims ke sath to bahana chal sakta hai, I am sick, I am that, I am, this happened, I fell asleep and I was there. Uske sath koi bahana nahi chalna. Israel, when he says you have to go. But their sheikh actually is Israel. But he will force his way on them. Or anything else?